John, I honestly don't know how we've tricked so many people to come on to the Jive Podcast now.
The list of luminaries that we've tricked to come on the show, such as Jim Gaffigan, Breckin Meyer, Lone Survivor, Marcus Luttrell, John Cena, Mark Maron, Kevin Pollak, Kevin Farley, the gorgeous Milana Weintraub, the girl from the AT&T commercial.
Adam Carolla!
Let's not forget Adam Carolla. So check it out, the Chive Podcast with me, John Rezig, and with Bob Phillip. Download new episodes every Thursday at iTunes, thechive.com, and podcastone.com.
Hey, I'm Rob Sisterton, and this is the Spicin' Hour for the week of August 17th, 2015.
Baby, I get paid, I don't volunteer, I'm a celebrity, get me out of here.
Yeah, get me out of here.
I'm a celebrity, get me out of here.
Get you in here. Get in here, celebrities.
I'm in here.
Yes.
I'm in here.
Yeah!
Whoa, what a rocking one.
Woo!
What a week. What a week for the Spicin' Hour.
Made it.
Can you believe it? We're back again.
Again, dude. Another week. We're a day late, a dollar short.
Yeah. Here we go, though. We're recording this on a Monday.
I like it. It feels like we're more live.
Yeah, I feel like it's more live, too. I like this on a Monday.
You want to move straight to a Monday?
Not yet, but I feel like when we get to the fall, I feel like there's going to be a lot of people watching football during the time that we're going to be recording. I feel like people can listen to it live while they're at work. So I do like this. And there's a lot of news stories that break on a Monday where we could talk about a lot of things that are current as opposed to on a Sunday where we're really just talking about a lot of things that happened already during the week.
On Friday.
Yeah.
Did you get a bunch of Monday stories for us?
Yeah, well, the Spicin' intern Lita has been killing it. She does such a great job.
So, classic real talk, Lita. I've been trying to figure out who Lita is. Is Lita secretly your wife?
No, my wife if the intern was secretly my wife, there would be no stories every single week. There would be like some pictures of my kid. That was what we would have to talk about.
But actually, Nicole, I thought, wants nothing to do with your stupid podcast.
That's right.
She loves your Snapchat, though. She's all about it.
Who had the best Snapchats of the week this week?
Well, Spencer killed us in volume.
Yeah.
That's what I was going after. I was like, I may not have anything interesting. I'll just have more seconds than everyone.
Yeah.
And it's so funny because Spencer on Snapchat is just a lot of filming like other people, which I think is really hilarious because I was thinking about this week.
Strangers.
About how, yeah, like a lot of strangers filming people. And I was thinking about how like a couple of years ago, like Spencer's entire life was just being followed and chased by people with cameras. And he would just be like going places and people would be like filming everything that he does.
Taste but of their own medicine.
Now, random people go places and it's Spencer that has the camera and is filming people. And he's become like the new Snapperazzi.
Yeah. Snapperazzi?
Snapperazzi, it sounded like.
I think Snapperazzi. We got to change it. Yeah, we got to change it just a little
bit. You know what's so funny?
A Snapperazzi rhymes more with paparazzi, but I think a Snapperazzi, you still get the point.
I'll spin your guys' heads. In England, all my British pap friends, they don't call each other paps or paparazzi. They call each other snappers.
Snappers?
Yeah.
Like a red snapper, the fish.
Yeah, or a Snapchatter. A
Snapperazzo?
A Snapperazzo? So
got any snappers coming?
Yeah.
All day
so,
long.
So, yeah, I almost got murdered trying to pull a Tyson Spencer being a scare king. The other day in the hotel, I look out my window because I hear a noise and there's a guy cleaning the windows from the outside, right? So I, you know, instantly I'm like, oh my God, what an opportunity to scare him. So I do, you know, I know he's kind of standing on a ladder and could get injured. So I do a, you know, I bring it down, you know, a couple of volume levels and I do a little boo. Nice,
yeah.
Just a nice quiet, like a suppressor on it. Just a silent hit. And I swear to God, you would have thought I hit this guy with a flashbang grenade. And he looked up at me and gave me the eyes I've never seen another human give me, that if he could skin me alive right there, he would have done it over that quiet boo. And I felt so bad. And I was like, I'm so sorry. Cause I thought he may have like pooped his pants or whatever.
Yeah. A little bit.
So then
I feel bad if that's what happened.
And then I actually feel worse. Cause I pull out a $20 bill to like apologize and pay him off to not murder me. So then I drop the $20 bill on his head.
Wait, was he an employee or just a rando?
He was an employee, but like it looked like an independent contractor that just comes to the hotel. And like, I don't know if he was, you know, I think he was just there. And then when a $20 bill bounced off his head, I think he got even more offended. Like, I'll scare him and give him a heart attack and then drop a 20 on his head. So I should have Snapchatted this whole thing, but I realized that I don't want to Snapchat my own death. So
yeah, or you don't want to Snapchat you accidentally killing someone.
Yeah.
But so, if you're going to die anyway, you might as well Snapchat it.
That's my logic, but I don't want to like create the murder because I was Snapchatting. Like I got out of being killed by not like pulling out a camera and be like, look, I got you on my
story. Got it, dude.
You're on my story.
Those quiet boos, I use those more for like to show that I could have got him. Like that, I think that's probably what you were going for.
Like, I was hey, I could have got you so good.
So
with a really scary boo, but it backfired.
Out of the goodness of my heart.
He thought a ghost got him. He was so scared.
Out of the goodness of my heart, I chose to give you a light scare.
Heidi was like, what are you doing? You and Tyson need to stop.
How did she know I was scaring people at that exact moment?
She just felt it. I did actually think to myself, I should chill out on this, at least with guys that can for sure beat me up. Like 100%, if I know you can beat me up, I should not be scaring you.
Yeah, but I think the thing is if you scare them like that and right after you're like, oh, I got you. I really got you. Then they're cool with it for the most part, aren't they?
I thought so, but this guy, I'm so glad his ladder couldn't get up to me and I was high enough because, oh my God, it really did shake me. I felt uncomfortable for a little while. It was the first time a scare where I actually scared myself. I was like, wow, the power.
My heart is beating.
I am too powerful. How did I do that off of a silent boo?
Now, I know both you guys are big into scaring. Has anybody recently gotten you back really good with a scare?
Yes. Somebody scared the crap out of me a little while ago. Oh, yeah. So at my dad's office, I always scare the employees because it's got like this weird glass window on the front door that you can kind of see through from the inside, but from the outside, you can't see through it at all. It's not a mirror thing. It's just like a weird like warped window. And I always will post up there if I see somebody following me into the door. And I got out and was going into my dad's office like last week. And one of the guys I always scare, and he's one of my buddies there. So like I got out of my car and I saw him walk in, but he didn't look back at me because I was like all set to wave and be like, hey, bro, I'm here too. And he didn't look back. So I was like, oh, he didn't see me. So I kind of like walked faster because I was like, I'm going to come in from behind. And maybe I can scare him, but at least I can be like, hey, what's up? And as I opened the door, because I had my guard completely down trying to catch up to him. And as I opened the door, he was right in my face, dude. And that's probably the best scare I've gotten all year.
And was it like a rush for you? You were like, oh, man, you got me. That was great.
Yeah, I was like, that was really good.
Yeah. So it's like going to see a horror movie. You want to be scared.
I don't necessarily walk around all day hoping that someone scares me, but I can, as a scarer, I can appreciate when somebody scares me.
Game recognize game.
Exactly.
Got it.
Why? Do you not like getting scared?
No, I am not a scarer, and I don't want to be scared either.
So you're saying if we did a live podcast event and there was a pretty like old stage, like backstage area... And me and Spencer were posting up scaring you around every corner. You wouldn't appreciate
that? No, I would not.
Would you get upset at us and kind of like us less?
I don't know if that would be the case, but I would say, okay, all right. I think we got it after the first scare. And then when we get to multiple scares, I'd be like, I think we got it now.
Oh, you'd be that guy?
Yeah.
Yeah,
but then makes us want to go further and more.
Yeah, it's pretty hard to scare me because I walk around so crazy now, waiting for that day somebody tries to scare me. So like I take every turn, you know, at least 5 feet out. You know, if you get me, you deserve it. I'll just say
you're on the lookout for it.
But I got Heidi so good in the ocean. She was out there drunk snorkeling, and she didn't know I swam out there, and I came up behind her, and I pretended my hand was a shark, and I grabbed her ankle with my like fingernails and just started yanking it. Oh my God, you would have thought she died in the water. But I will give her props. She turned around, ready to face that shark, instead of like swimming away. She wanted to have a face-to-face with it. I said, "What were you going to do?" She said, "I was going to kill you."
That sharks have nerve bundles on their nose, so if you can tap them on the nose, good.
Yeah, I am not testing it.
But if it came down to it and you had no other choice, you'd have to test it.
Well, I usually would just stab it. I usually swim with a big knife.
You do?
That's not a bad idea. Around your ankle?
Yes, or tucked into my board shorts.
Cool. Speedos hold knives better because they're tight.
Wait, why do you usually swim with a knife?
In case I need to stab something.
Or someone.
Something.
Spencer, I know you celebrated your birthday in Hawaii too. Any highlights from the birthday?
Actually, I celebrated my birthday on an airplane.
Oh, coming back.
Which is pretty whack, but whatever. We were supposed to fly the next day, but then we realized we didn't have a direct flight and we were going to be like hanging out in, the airport for 3 hours. And I was like, you know what? I would rather have a direct flight.
So you left vacation a day early?
Yeah.
Wow.
On his birthday. He traveled on his birthday.
Which was fine because Hawaii is cool, but without burritos, you kind of get over it in a few days.
Dude, they have a dope burrito spot on Kauai.
Whatever.
The Crack down in Poipu.
Whatever.
It's called The Crack?
D-A.
The Crack.
Sounds like something's going to happen with The Crack.
Yeah.
Well, dude, it's addictive.
What was the best part of your birthday week in Hawaii?
Tyson Apostle's Snapchat story.
Yeah, you doing the singing and the music to the little drums that make noise.
Yeah, where'd you go to like some xylophone park, Tyson?
Have you ever been to Winter Park, Colorado?
I have not.
You'd love it. So they have like this little ski village, and just throughout the ski village they have these little xylophone noisemaker things for the kids or for Tyson. And so we did one. And I was like, that's pretty good. And we kept walking, and there was another one. So like every 50 feet or something, there was a new little xylophone that was shaped all funky. So I was like, let's hit every one. And everyone in that village looked at me like I was a complete jackass. I don't know why.
Yeah. My favorite part of it was how Rachel seemed to be really into it also.
Yeah, Rachel wasn't, because Rachel would even be singing even though she wasn't even on the Snapchat.
Yeah.
Well, Rachel definitely can sing. She's definitely the talented one in the marriage.
Whoa. Just because I can't sing doesn't mean I don't have talents.
Well, bike riding, some would say, isn't a talent.
That's true. A lot of people would say it's not. Rachel, want to come sing for us?
We need to get Rachel to do the pee break song one of these days.
Oh, could or you do that, Rachel?
Song. Yeah, Rachel could do a lot of stuff, but she doesn't like to sing.
Or does Tyson need to be on a xylophone for you to do it?
I can sing the national anthem while they go pee.
Oh, no. Okay.
Well, we'll take that.
Stand by. Stand by. Spencer, how much coffee have you had this morning?
I drank those two that I Snapchatted, so two.
I have to pee, but I'm going to hold it for as long as I can.
Same with me. I'm going to drink some more water here just so we get the whole national anthem. Hold on.
You just want to give Rachel a better chance to hit the whole national anthem before.
Yeah, because she's got
to
hit that long note at the end.
Bergen's so excited.
Oh, yeah. Bergs is pumped, dude. I told her this morning that we were going to try and get Rachel to sing on this thing, and she's been stoked ever since.
All day.
So who are these people that you're saying are killing it on Snapchat? You're always talking about Rob because...
Oh, who, Drew Christie?
Yeah,
he's really good on Snapchat.
What does he do?
If you were following any of the Survivor San Juan del Sur people on Snapchat, they had a lot going on because they went to the John Mish and Jacqueline wedding. Those are people that were on Survivor. They did a season that was like the season that Tyson and Rachel played on, but a year later where they had other couples that played on Survivor, and this was a couple that was on that season. They got married. Looked like it was a pretty crazy wedding.
But this Drew Christie character, he like kept telling people that he was a male model and that they might have seen him in some ads and stuff like that. So he kept like tooting his own horn, which it always goes over well in a public forum.
Yeah, this was something he said on the show.
Yeah.
So basically, I'm a badass.
And he's a badass on Snapchat.
Yeah.
I like this guy.
Yeah, he's pretty good.
I think you like him in theory, but I don't know in person if you'd enjoy him.
Yeah, he parties a lot.
Do you like to party, Spencer?
Yeah.
Not as much as my wife, but yeah.
You can hold your own.
I can stay in the game.
You guys party a lot too.
Oh yeah, we do. Yeah. To the point where I thought that my knee that I tore the ligament was like, oh my God, it miraculously healed. But then I got home and realized, no, it was just numb from just drinking rum all day long.
Numb from rum?
You go so hard.
Go so hard in the paint.
I really have to pee. Do you not have to pee yet, Spencer?
Damn.
As in the last 2 minutes, it took over.
Didn't one of those haters say that you don't plan your pee breaks properly or something last time?
Probably.
All right, Ray, is Rachel standing by?
I'm not going to go pee. If we're going to get a national anthem performance, I'm going to just hold it and hear
and
the...
And then we can get two of them?
I guess, because I'm not...
All right, Rachel.
Rachel, come over here.
With this call to the bullpen.
This is it.
I'm not actually going to sing the national anthem.
Hold on. Sing a pee break song because I'm going.
I think what we should be doing here is they should be using those urinals that somebody bought them.
You won't let me use one.
Don't they have like a portable? Spencer, did you get a portable urinal that you should be using?
No, we only got one and I kept it for me.
No, my mom did send me the travel john though, so I use that when I don't want to stand up.
Yeah, you guys should be forced to use those.
All right, here we go, Rach. Woo-woo. For Bergen.
Oh,
you teased us. I thought you were going,
I teased you. It's not going to happen. I'll practice for next week.
What a anthem tease that was.
You're a real A-tease,
Rachel.
I love how you had the background music for me,
though. We were ready to go.
That was quick.
Now we know who to blame when we're not in top iTunes this week. It's you for not performing.
Yeah. Wow. Rachel got our hopes up for a national anthem.
Did she sing?
No. What a waste of a pee break.
What a dick tease, Rachel.
We'll just edit this whole part out.
Yeah, cut her out of it, dude.
Scott, keep it in there so people can know what an anthem tease Rachel is.
She probably used that just to get some publicity for herself on this thing.
Yeah, doesn't she have like a moccasin line or something?
Yes.
Yeah. Are you competing with Aris's wife?
Just to see who can be the better wife. I don't know why she wants to be Aris's wife.
All right. Rachel, was this just a ploy that you're actually going to sing the national anthem on your Snapchat later today?
Ooh.
Yeah, I'll do that. I'll sing it on my Snapchat.
I bet you won't.
I'll do it.
She won't.
Double dare me.
We already double dared you to do it here.
You've just been anthem tagged.
Yeah, this is going to be the new thing, dude. We're going to raise money for a thing. Yeah.
And so at Kony the end of singing the national anthem, then you have to tag somebody else in anthem tag.
Let's raise money for Blackfish and Kony 2012.
Oh my God, speaking of Blackfish, we did these paparazzi setups in
I thought you were going to say you had sushi.
No, we had that, but so they sold these big dolphins that you could, like, sit on, right?
Yeah.
In the water. So for our paparazzi photo, Heidi's sitting on the dolphin and I borrowed some local spear fish from the beach. And then I'm in the photo trying to spear the dolphin.
That was this week you did this?
Oh, yeah. It's going to be
for the snappers.
It's going to be all over the place.
A live dolphin?
No, one of the blow up ones.
Oh, that's fine.
So it's going to be just look for it in Us Weekly. Don't worry.
Yeah.
Check the hot picks section. I have a feeling that's where it'll end up.
All right, Tyson, any stories from Colorado this week besides the xylophone?
Rachel, is there any stories besides the xylophone in Colorado?
No, no stories.
None at all. We saw a moose and a baby moose.
Yeah, how is that?
It's okay. Have you ever viewed wildlife from a distance?
Like at a zoo.
Well,
does that count?
Yeah, but it's like that, but without the zoo feel.
Hmm.
Oh, yeah, we had good snow cones, dude. I love snow cones.
What did you ask the person? If you drop it, do you get a new one?
I think I said, what happens if I accidentally drop it? And he was like, then I don't know what he said. I think he pretty much just said, well, then you're SOL, dude, which means shit out of luck.
Whoa, he said that to you?
I think, but we were playing around because I was teasing him about him being on Colorado's crew team. And I was like, are you as good as Harvard? And he was like, he laughed like, yeah, we're way better. But then he was like, no, Harvard's way better than us. And he's like, because they're steeped in rowing tradition. And I was like, well, that's a stupid sport.
Rowing?
I guess.
I love rowing.
Are you on a, have you been on a row team before?
In my heart, but not in reality.
I mean, I like the idea of it, like kind of like picking on the underdogs as much as you can and being hanging out with the cool kids and stuff at Harvard, but and wearing.
Why
like,
is that part of rowing?
It just is in the movies. Haven't you ever watched a movie with a rowing team in it?
I have to say I haven't.
And then don't you get to wear like singlets?
What's the guy that steers? I want to be him. He has a cool name. What do they call him?
Oh yeah, and he yells at everybody.
What? No, he's got us the steer dude. He's not the oarsman. What is a steerer called?
Who are you asking?
Out.
Siri?
Oh, Heidi said the cock.
Nope, that's wrong.
No.
Heidi's claiming it's the cock. Dead serious.
COX or how?
Oh, coxman?
That's what somebody's saying on my Periscope.
Heidi's right.
Coxswain.
Yeah.
COXSWAIN.
Coxswain. Hashtag Coxswain.
Yeah, let's
if
see.
If that's not our hashtag this week, I don't know what's going to be yeah. Coxswain.
Yeah, I like the idea of like the name crew. It makes it sound like you have a lot of friends. And I like the shirt that says, oh, I'm part of a crew.
Oh, some people do call it the Cox. So you got the bow or one, and then yeah. You got position 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and then the stroke or the seat, which is the last one. And wow. Then the Cox or the coxswain is the guy who I think does the whole controls the stern.
And I thought Heidi was just being perverted.
So did I, dude. I was like, whoa, Heidi. Yeah. We haven't even been in this thing 20 minutes, hardly.
Hardly. But there you go. She nailed it. She nailed it.
What school did she go to that she knew that? Colorado somewhere.
Oh.
No, she lived with the world champions in Italy.
Oh.
When did she live with the world champions in Italy?
When she was 17.
Wow.
What was she, like a groupie?
Heidi, will you give me a little...
a Band-Aid.
No, she was the American... what do they call when you live in somebody's house?
Exchange student.
She was an exchange student.
Yep. She was the exchange student.
Oh, mamma mia.
Wow. So,
well,
that sounds like interesting times to be an exchange student and go to Italy.
Oh, Heidi was like, can I stay in the house with the coxswain?
I need to be in the coxswain's house.
Heidi was like, I'll exchange houses with the cox, guys.
Wow. I feel like, is coxswain like a universal term, or in Italy do they call it something different? Because I'd feel like they'd have an Italian name for that.
Yeah, Heidi, what's the Italian cock name? You thought it was the cox.
Calabasa.
Oh, gosh.
Okay.
Enough about cocks.
I think we covered
internet,
this.
Spencer.
Whatever, I got cocks internet.
I think we got it. Yes.
Yeah. We got all the cock stuff we needed.
Yeah, let's get into talking about our tech segment, because you guys were talking about this before the show, and I said we didn't want to waste any of this gold.
Yeah,
because there's been a lot of stuff that's been going on this week. One of the things that Spice and intern Lita pulled, one of the stories she really wanted to hear you guys talk about, was the new realignment of the Google company, that they have a new parent company called Alphabet. And since both of you guys are experts in branding, what did you think of this news this week?
I think they're just trying to distance corporate from all of their different entities, because some are successful, some aren't. Plus, I think for legalities, it might be safer for them. So they just have a parent company with a bunch of different... so they're kind of, I think they're just separating their different ideas into different companies a little better or a little more.
Now, Tyson, you have a Android phone. You love Google everything. You support this move?
Sure.
Google sucks.
Whoa, dude. It doesn't... yeah, it's fine. I think it's fine. But I would support it more if they made me a CEO of one of these things.
Yeah.
Well, I can't even believe you support Google when they're infringing on our intellectual property over here at FireChat.
That's true.
Speaking of fire chat, Rob.
Yeah, did you get stock? Last week you said you were going to message the creator of fire chat to give you a lot of stock in the company.
He keeps on responding to me. I'm in a meeting. I'll call you back or I'll message you back. Thumbs up. But instead of stock, they sent us 3 fire chat hats. I got one for you and I got one for Tyson. So
that's even better.
So I just need to ask my dad for some money for postage so I can send it to you guys. And we'll be good.
Okay. So what are you saying that Google took? They are infringing on fire chat?
Yeah, Tyson, since he's all in the know, he plugged me in.
He gets the Google newsletter.
I actually just saw a news blurb show up, and so it was like Google does some Bluetooth and communication and internet work communication. So I read it, and it's like identical to what FireChat is doing in a way. So right now, Google already uses it for their gaming platform, like. So like they just have a generic like gaming app that links you with friends who also are playing the same games and stuff, similar to what Mac does. And you can get on and just find nearby people and connect with people that way. And so Google's already using that, but I think it's going to get to where a lot more communications are going to go down with Bluetooth and near field stuff or close communication stuff, as opposed to using the network for everything.
Okay.
Or using cellular data for everything.
Well, just regardless, just so you know, FireChat's still better because they're not going to give all your information to advertisers in your Bluetooth.
Yeah, that's true. So I use FireChat.
Thank you.
Since we're talking about Google, one of the other stories that has been going on this summer has been talking about Google Plus and how there are used to be you needed a Google Plus account to do everything, and now Google is phasing this out where you don't need Google Plus to do things like YouTube and stuff like that. Tyson, do you have any thoughts on the rise and fall of Google Plus?
I don't think it's really falling. I think they're just deciding that to use their other services, you don't necessarily have to be forced to do a Google Plus. Although, like Google Photos automatically backs up unlimited amount of photos and video from everything you take. So that's a nice little perk.
Spencer, Tyson says that Google Plus isn't falling. Is that just Google propaganda that Tyson is being paid to come on here and spout?
I was going to say
it never rose.
Thank you.
It's going to stay stable because there are people that enjoy using it and there are certain forums that it makes sense to use it, but...
Well, like a Google Hangout or what?
Well, I like Google Hangout.
Oh, I bet you do.
You're right. You better believe it.
There you go. It sounds like you both agree.
Yeah.
So real talk, Rachel, please do the national anthem. I've held it long enough. Are we going to do this?
She left. Disappeared into the back with the baby to probably...
She's siding. I feel free to keep talking or hit us with a peace song, but I can't do it any longer.
Okay, no. Can't do it. You can't make it. Here we go.
I see why you wanted the national anthem now.
My heart is telling me no, but my bladder is telling me yes. I don't see nothing wrong with a little tea break. Spicing brought the show to a halt.
So this break in the action here in the Spicin' Hour is brought to you by Spencer's Bladder and a lot of coffee and sponsored by our friends over at Poker Stars. Now, Tyson, Poker Stars is the best play money poker software in the world and is on desktop and mobile, both Android and Apple. So either both you and Spencer can agree on ways to play Poker Stars. You could play in the same game from your different devices.
Exactly. And we love to do it all the time.
Yeah, Poker Stars has the biggest selection of poker games anywhere. No Limit, Stud, Draw, and a bunch of special variants, including Fast Zoom Poker. And we're going to be having a special RHAP poker game on Poker Stars coming up September 12th. So hopefully, it's a Saturday, if you're around, Tyson, we're having a special Poker Stars game on RHAP.
How much money can I win?
Well, you got to sign up for more details. We go to PokerStars.net/RobCestrino or RobHasTheWebsite.com/poker. Players can play for free as long as they want with no charge. And then if you want to jump to higher stakes games and special promotional events, you could buy extra chips for a few dollars. PokerStars has the biggest roster of famous poker players in the world, and you can play against them online. And in particular, from August 9th to the 30th, they've got the second annual Play Money World Championship of Online Poker, consisting of 70 events. So for super competitive players out there, there's a billionaire club, a VIP program for users that are able to turn their million chips into a billion chips. So start off, new players normally start with 1,000 chips, but signups via the podcast get 1 million chips to play with and will be credited within 24 hours of sign up. So sign up today at pokerstars.net/Rob Cesternino, or if you can't spell my name, go to robiswebsite.com/poker. I'm excited about that game, September 12th. Saturday.
I'm marking it on my calendar.
Put it on your calendar.
Yep.
Okay. You guys want to talk about some of the voicemails from this week?
Yeah.
Hells yeah, dude.
Okay. Good. Good. All right. So we're going to go ahead and bring in the voicemails. Spencer, how you been feeling about the voicemails the last couple of weeks?
They haven't been bothering me as much as the robots.
Tyson, have you been good with the voicemails lately?
Yeah, as long as they're complimentary or funny.
So you don't want any criticism.
Oh, speaking of that person on the voicemail that said that you were taking a lot of our swag, Rob, I noticed your phrase, you now enjoy the phrase killing it. I feel like you borrowed that from me. I'll just take credit.
That was a Spencer killing it?
Yeah, that you weren't saying that on Snapchat until I started writing that in my awesome handwriting. And then you've also borrowed Playa. I heard a couple of Playas.
You're such an influence on me.
Yeah, I was just like, wow, I'm giving Rob an identity. This is incredible. All right, so yeah, just speaking of voicemails, back to business.
All right, so let's get into some of the voicemail questions. Of course, these come in every week. robhasawebsite.com/spicinvoicemail. robhasawebsite.com/spicinvoicemail. And
we
so
we get hundreds of these every week, but we only choose the few best ones.
Yes. Okay. Speaking of Spencer and Snapchat, here is a question from Mary.
Hi, Spicin. This is Mary, a fan from day one of the Spicin Hour.
Yes.
I have to tell you, the Spicin Hour is my most anticipated podcast on RHAP. I love all of your Snapchats, but Spencer, you and Heidi take it to a new level. I feel like I am right there with you guys and loving life like you are. Have you ever thought about pitching a show to Bravo called Young Hollywood Couples in the style of a housewife show? It's just a thought. It's yours if you want it. Thanks.
Okay. Wow.
So Snapchat is almost like, that's like the pilot.
I think Snapchat is about as far as the show's going to go, unfortunately. But I appreciate that awesome person calling in. But I feel like Spidey's days of holding down their own show are way beyond us.
But I feel like that maybe on the reality TV side, there wasn't enough of like you watching things and commentating on them. It was all about what you guys are doing. This would be different where sometimes you're holding the camera.
I'm available. So if anybody knows anyone at Bravo or any TV network, let them know. I work for burritos, usually tequila, a barter system trade, you name it. I'm free. But I think I've pitched Spidey enough times to know that our days are over.
Yeah. Tyson, you have any thoughts on this?
Well, I think that Spidey's maybe more of a cult classic than maybe the pop sensation that it once was. And now I feel like maybe you need to go the route of Arrested Development or something like that. No?
So what do you mean? Like have a Hills reunion and do it on Netflix?
Yeah, something like that, or on Hulu Plus or Crackle, I guess.
Yeah, Hollywood is out of ideas. They just redo everything over and over again. Spencer, have you thought about that?
What's so annoying is that they made the Hills have that stupid narrator LC, because if she wasn't the narrator and it was just a normal show, I think we could definitely go do a Netflix little, you know, series revamp, you know.
Why, she's the problem?
She doesn't want to participate anymore.
What's she doing that's that great?
She's got that awesome blog where she posts how to like cook things in a kitchen.
How
and
to
like,
cook things?
I don't know. Makes like paper mache.
She could be doing The Hills on Netflix.
She quit The Hills when it was on MTV getting 6 million because she didn't like other people being on it. So don't put anything past her.
Mm. Well, what if we had like, you know how... AC/DC got a new lead singer and stuff like that.
I was gonna say like Journey did that too.
If we got, you know, like
a Lauren Conrad identical lookalike that could have the exact same voice almost.
Yeah.
Or that guy from Spaceballs who could make funny noises. Maybe he's good at also impersonating people.
Yeah.
Well, I'm available.
Or maybe could you just go completely like off the grid and do like some different like famous person and just put them in the Lauren Conrad role for the Hills reboot?
I'm available.
Some like sort of
someone from like the most Heidi, famous Heidi's person from
yelling,
the real world.
Heidi's yelling from the shower. We can get Rachel. We can get Rachel.
Yeah, would Rachel be up for playing Lauren Conrad in the Hills reboot on Netflix, or is it going to be like the National Anthem thing again where she's going to say she'll do it, but then when it comes time to actually do it, she won't do it?
She could.
Or Bergen is going to play that, and we'll all be the old, you know, it'll be like... Yeah.
We'll be the parents now.
Yeah.
Oh, like, yes. No, Spencer, I think you have to have kids, and then it'll be like Girl Meets World, where you could just be like the dad then on the Hills.
Great. Heidi, another reason to have kids. Rob figured it out.
TV show. We can be on TV.
Woo!
Would Rachel play Lauren or would Rachel play Rachel just in the Lauren role?
She'd play Rachel.
Okay, so she could still, because I don't know if she'd even answer to Lauren. I think that would be confusing for her.
Lauren didn't answer to Lauren.
Oh, okay. Then it sounds like she could play Lauren fine.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. So this would be good.
I got a career on the way.
Yeah. I thought you already had a podcasting career.
Yesterday, this guy that lives down the beach from me when we were growing up as kids clearly was the smarter of the two of us. I haven't seen him in 10 years, and I bump into him and his girlfriend or fiance or whatever, and I'm like, oh, what are you up to? And he's like, you know, Stanford scientist genius. He's like, oh, I just am on the board of my company. We created, and he named some technology for irrigation in India, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, oh, that's cool. And I say to his girlfriend, what are you doing? And he's like, oh, she's the smarter of the two of us. She went to MIT for engineering and Columbia for business masters and da, da, da. And they're like, so what are you up to? I'm like, I just had a burrito. But this was like out of a movie scene though, like the super successful geniuses talking to like the, like, I don't even have it, you know, there wouldn't be a movie where I would fit a character. So
yeah, this is like the first scene in the movie.
Yeah.
But I feel like if they have to tell you how smart they are, it negates some of your embarrassment. It would have to, if he's like, she went to MIT and I went to Stanford and we're both super smart and super successful. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I feel like you're covering something up. You're cheating on each other, right? Something.
That was my first thought. I was right? Like, yeah, well, you didn't go to Harvard.
Yeah. I'm a Yale man myself.
You didn't, well, did you row crew is what I asked.
Yeah.
Him. It's like, well, are you a coxswain or not?
Yeah.
But sorry, side note, yesterday I just totally, it was one of those moments where I was like, man, this is when like you want to be able to say you do something. I did drop podcasts. It was like, you know, I'm into podcasting. They're like, oh, that's cute.
Oh,
yeah. When I won Survivor, I was actually like, I wish my mom sent those yearly family updates to everybody we know.
Yeah.
And I wish that I had had a high school reunion that year. So I'd be like, suck it, guys. I'm rich.
I just wish my high school reunion had been when we were peaking at fame. Of course, it's like 5 years later when I'm like, you know, the washed up guy.
Yeah, that's like, what I'm saying.
You guys should have seen me 5 years ago. I was balling.
I would have come here in a limo 5 years ago.
Instead, yeah. I rolled to the last 5 minutes of this.
5 years ago, I was killing it.
Whatever.
Playa.
See?
Playa.
Here is a question from Jeremiah for Spicen.
Oh, can we call him Jeremy?
Yes.
Hello, Rob and Spencer and Tyson. This is Jeremiah Panhorst, one of the many hosts over at Post Show Recaps. Hey, listen, I got a quick question for you guys. The other morning, I woke up singing the Spicen Hour pee break bumper music. Should I be concerned that that happened? This is just more proof that that's probably the best bumper music in all of podcasting? Or does it mean I'm just listening to way too much Spicen Hour? which I doubt that, right? All right, well, that's it for me. Thanks for taking my question. And by the way, I just want to thank all three of you for inspiring me to do much better with my Snapchats. Thanks, guys.
Okay.
Wow. At least we heard his voice.
Yeah.
Are you close to tears, Rob, with how complimentary he was?
He really loves the pee break music. I wish we could take more credit for it other than, you know, needing to use the bathroom during the podcast. But that's really
all.
You can
tell people that that's you singing.
Yeah. Ryan Elder. He's the creator of that. He is the composer on the Rick and Morty show, which is on Cartoon Network. That's a big
show. I actually love that show. Have you watched that show?
I've seen it. Yeah.
It's pretty funny.
I know. The new season premiered a couple of weeks ago. People were pumped up on social media.
Yeah.
So
Rick and Morty.
Oh, we're very lucky. We're very lucky to have the services of Ryan working on making music for you guys to pee to.
But he's also very lucky to have us, probably, for some reason.
Yeah. Both of your bladders are his muse.
Mm-hmm, they sure are.
Whoa. Did you guys, I know we're not at news stories yet, but did you see that?
Did you answer Jeremiah's question yet, Spencer?
Was question, should he be concerned? I'm assuming if you're listening to the Spice Hour, you already got enough issues, Jeremiah.
And is he listening to too much Spice an hour, would you say?
I don't think that's possible because we only do once a week because Rob already has 40 other shows.
Well, he might be listening to it over and over again.
Yeah.
We're only making one new one.
Like instead of after work going to the bar, he now goes home and locks himself in his bathroom or
memorizes
just
it.
Listens over and over to the podcast. Then I would think, yes, it's too much. But if he's only listening to it two or three times a week, then he's fine.
Yeah. Maybe Jeremiah could host a Spice an Hour a wrap-up podcast.
So did you guys see that video? I don't know if it's a Vine going viral where the guy is sleeping in his underwear and his girlfriend rolls up and pours nail polish on his crotch while he's sleeping. And then she goes and gets one of those lighters for the barbecues, you know, the longer ones.
Yeah.
And she lights his little unit or whatever on fire. And then he wakes up screaming. And she's like, yeah, that's what you get for cheating on me with neighbor, blah, blah, blah.
Was this on World Star Hip Hop?
You know it.
Why nail polish? Nail polish remover or nail polish?
Nail polish, yeah, I didn't even know it was flammable.
Nail polish is flammable?
So here he's sound asleep. She just moved the covers. She's pouring the nail polish remover all over. That would wake me up right there. He must be really tired. Here comes the fire.
Once she poured the nail polish remover on the guy, wouldn't it have been a better prank to then tell the guy that he wet the bed and then tell everybody that he wet the bed instead of lighting him on fire?
No, for people who wet the bed, it's not a funny matter, Rob.
I guess so.
I tried to do that warm water in the hand trick to one of my teammates at BYU on the swim team, and it was taking too long, so I just took the warm water and dumped it on his crotch and ran away.
And then did the guy wake up?
Yeah, and then I convinced him that he peed his pants, but he knew better.
You were like the shoulder to cry on. You were like the confidant, like, hey, I know what happened. Like,
yeah,
in there.
I know. I know what happened. It seems to me that you've pissed yourself. And then he was like, no, I didn't.
Don't worry,
somebody dumped water on me. And I was like, that was me. We tried a whole bunch of pranks that we heard were hilarious in the college dorms, and none of them really work that well. Have you ever done the frozen urine sheet?
The frozen what sheet?
So you get a cookie sheet.
Okay.
You fill it up with urine.
Okay.
You freeze it.
Okay.
Then you slide the sheet of urine without the cookie sheet under someone's door.
Oh, no.
And in the morning, they have, like some big, huge pee spot on their carpet. That's... And they just assume that they did it somehow because their door's locked and stuff.
I don't know. That's not happening at MIT or Harvard.
Are you disappointed? It sounds like you're disappointed in me.
Did you do that to somebody, Tyson?
No, but I heard that you could.
The best prank I ever did to anybody was at a soccer tournament in Hawaii. My one buddy is just such a bully. And he would always take all anyone's drink and be like, "It's my drink now." And he'd just pound it. So I was like, okay. I knew he was going to do that. So I already told you this story, I think.
Oh, you
so
did?
Maybe. I got two pina coladas and I went to the little ABC store and they had like coconut flavored like X-Lax or whatever. Like, you know, so
oh, yeah.
So I just crushed it up like a whole box of them. I think you're supposed to take like one. And I just mix it in with the pina colada ink. And I'm pretending like I drink it. In comes my bully friend Jordan. He's like, yo, those are my pina coladas. It's like, no, don't take them. I just got them. Don't. No, please. Give them to me.
Okay. Pina colada bully.
Okay, no.
Yeah, this old story.
Don't drink them too fast. Boom, drinks them both. It was like the first day of our soccer tournament. He didn't get to play in one game. He sat on the toilet for a week. They thought like finally, and then I blame like my other buddy's sister. So she got in a lot of trouble. But it was so funny. His hotel room smelled so bad that the room service or the housekeeping would leave his main hotel room door open just like in the hallway. So gnarly.
Okay.
All right. Edit that part out too. Go on.
Well, back teenage Tyson on my Periscope saying you already told that story before.
Well, I'm sure I did. It's my favorite go-to X-Lax story.
It's an oldie but goodie.
Yeah. The classic story.
We used to, on the swim team, we'd fill shampoo and conditioner bottles up with urine for the guy who never brought his own shampoo or conditioner.
So much urine hijinks that you have, Tyson.
I heard Lauren Conrad put that hair stuff that makes your hair fall out into one of her enemy's shampoos.
Nair?
Yeah.
See, that could be a plot line for the reboot.
Yeah, that would be a flashback.
I don't think Rachel wants to lose all her hair.
No, she would be the character that did it.
Yeah, she'd be playing Lauren.
So we'd have to find somebody that wants to lose all their hair.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. It's going to be a good story. A good story. You guys ready to talk about the spice in news?
Yes. Damn,
we only picked two voicemails this week out of the 200.
Well, we just got to keep moving. We're like an hour into this show.
I'm so over this schedule. Go on.
Okay, here we go. Spice in news coming up. It's crazy, but it happens. Spice in every cap. If you read it and you doubt it, they're going to talk about it. Give me the spice in news. Yes. Woo-hoo! Spice and news.
I'm stoked.
Yes. Again, great job once again by Lita, the Spice and intern, who puts all these news stories together for us each week. Let's start off in Indiana, where One Direction was recently going to be there for a concert. And okay. A man, I guess as part of a radio station contest, that he went out and got a tattoo that said, I heart One Direction, I heart 1D, in order to get his daughter front row tickets to the One Direction concert.
Are tattoos and tattoo removal more expensive than front row tickets to One Direction concert?
I don't think he was going to get it removed. So I think it was free to just get the tattoo.
Oh, so the radio station was like, you can have the tattoo for free. We're in charge of giving it to you.
I think
that makes more sense because I was feeling like he went out and got the tattoo and then went to the radio station and was like, look, I did it. And they're like, sorry, you're the eighth person that got that tattoo and we only have tickets for one.
It's a similar story. So there was a contest to see whose dad was the biggest One Direction fan.
And he won.
And so he did it so that they could win the contest. And so then he got the One Direction tattoo and then he won. But then the radio station said that he wasn't an Indiana resident, and so now they said he can't win.
Whoa. The guy who got the tattoo could not go to the concert then?
Yeah, they said after he won, they said, oh, wait, you're not a resident of Indiana. You're not eligible for the concert.
That's crazy, dude. Was there fine print or something that he didn't read, or did they just like?
I'm not sure if it was fine print or not fine print.
But it was printed.
Or large block letters like the ones on his arm that said, I heart 1D.
Spencer, how stoked would you be if you got forced to get a tattoo for something and then you didn't get that something?
I'm just wondering if he knew Zayn left the band before he got the tattoo. Would that have changed his decision?
Yeah.
Doesn't sound like it would have.
Yeah.
Because I feel like if I was going to get a tattoo of a band, I'd at least do some reading up on him.
Yeah. Maybe he's going to give Zayn like his own tattoo.
Yeah. But this guy, he's like the best dad ever, because then even after they didn't give him the tickets to sit in the front row, he still drove 5 hours with his kid to get and scalp tickets for the show. And he sat there because believe me, if this was me And then I got this One Direction tattoo. And then I didn't get the radio station tickets. Like, they said no. I'd be like, yeah. You know what? That's it. I'm done with One Direction. I never want to hear about this again.
Yeah. I'm changing the heart to H8.
Yeah.
Get it? H8.
I hear you.
I am actually surprised Tyson doesn't have any of those like random, like weird tattoos that say like tattoo or like
your face.
Yeah. Or just, I would have thought your humor, you would have come up with some funny tattoo.
Tyson, do you have any tattoos?
No, I have zero tattoos.
Would you ever consider getting a tattoo?
I would never pay for one.
If somebody gave you a free tattoo?
Maybe. But I would want to get like a footprint on the bottom of my foot.
That seems like a very painful place to get a tattoo.
Well, that's part of it too.
Spencer, do you have a tattoo?
Spencer.
Nope.
That sounds like a lie.
Kind of pause. Nope. You pause for a while.
No, I don't. I'm shocked that I don't. And there's been like a million tattoos that I've thought I've wanted that I don't like needles. So, I mean, if tattoos didn't have needles, like I could do those.
Like a laser tattoo? Oh my God, dude. New invention.
No, that sounds painful too. Like I could do a henna, which is a nice little tickly feeling.
But you'd have to get that retouched a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. If they were permanent, I could do it.
So
yeah,
the three guys on this podcast, nobody has any tattoos. What are the chances of that?
All our ink is on our checks. The Rolex.
Did you just make that rhyme up?
Yeah, clearly you don't listen to every lyric and I'm a celebrity.
Oh. All the ink is on our checks.
Yeah,
we usually don't listen past the first 25 seconds of it.
Oh, I thought you did when you were off air.
I did when I was driving to it. I actually did. Yeah. And I do remember you saying something about not having tattoos.
So are we going to talk about the Alabama sorority that has been slammed for their recruitment video that I think is incredible and should win an award?
No.
Sounds like
I haven't
right
heard
now
about it. Tell us.
See, this is why we always got to do Mondays. This is breaking news. Breaking. Lita couldn't have got this story.
Well, do we need to play the bumper for breaking news?
I don't know. I'm thinking maybe it's...
How recent is it?
It's cracking off today.
All right,
today
this is breaking news. Sorority story in Alabama.
Woo! Breaking news are happening now.
All right, we go live to Spencer Pratt. Spencer, what is happening in Alabama?
So the women of University of Alabama's Alpha Phi sorority are in hot water after sharing a salacious recruitment video on YouTube. If this video is salacious, I don't know what's happening to America.
What's salacious even mean?
It means like a naughty word. But honestly, this video is incredible. It's got drone shots, great music, HD. It's got floats in the water. I don't know. It's everyone's saying that this is worse for women than Donald Trump is the.
You want me to play the video?
I don't think you can. They've taken down their Twitter, their Facebook, their Instagram.
Okay, so it's like a tracking shot. There's the sorority house. The doors are opening like when you die and then you go into heaven. And then there's all the sorority sisters are like jumping in slow motion.
And they're waving. They're saying, come on in.
Yeah.
You're and welcome here.
Seeing like some shots. So far, this seems pretty tame. What is it? Are they going to start cursing?
No, people are mad because I guess there's too many white women.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of women in like dressed in all white. It's sort of like the looks a little bit like a Real Housewives opening credit sequence.
Oh, it looks like they all running around in swimsuits and bikinis.
Yeah,
and stuff.
But they're not in thong bikinis. They're not even oiled up. There's no wrestling. There's no mud, you know.
What's the problem here? There's no diversity or they're all dressed in...
Yeah, there's no diversity and they're jumping around in bikinis. I don't know. This is why I just don't understand what's going on in the world today where this is controversy. I think this looks like... I would want my daughter to be a member of this sorority. It looks like fun. Looks like they listen to Taylor Swift and... You know.
That sounds safe, actually.
Yeah, but this is big news. It may not sound like it on the Spice Hour, but it's everywhere.
Well, who's complaining about this?
Everyone that's not in the video, I bet.
Anyone who sucks.
Not part of the sorority.
I don't know. People sucky people. I don't know.
So this is according to Vice President of University Relations, Deborah Lane. She released a statement which condemned the video. She says, this video is not reflective of UA's expectations for student organizations to be responsible digital citizens. It is important for student organizations to remember what is posted on social media makes a difference today and tomorrow, and on how they are viewed and perceived.
I watched this video at least three times trying to figure out what, you know, would deserve that type of statement from the school. There is not a clip in it that I'm like, oh, that's a little inappropriate. Maybe the popsicles. I don't know. That could be the part that could have been edited out. But it's a hot day. Don't girls love popsicles? Guys love popsicles. Yeah.
So, I have three bags of popsicles in my freezer right now.
They're not urine popsicles, are they?
They're regular ones.
This isn't nearly as good as, remember that time that girl wrote an email to the other members in her sorority about how they didn't want anybody that was ugly to be in the sorority?
That was
a lot more interesting than this.
Being ugly is so relative.
Yeah.
Well, it's breaking news. I'm sorry. It's not more interesting.
It's interesting enough, but I'm not going back to college.
Like, my first thought was, like, this needs to be a reality show. Can somebody go film this whole sorority and make a hit TV show?
Okay. So we'll see. We'll follow that controversy if it gets worse.
I don't think Heidi would want me hanging out in this sorority too much.
Do you think that those girls are going to get, punished?
I think so.
Like, kicked out of school?
No.
Like an old school, the movie type scenario.
Yeah.
Like, I bet it's more like Revenge of the Nerds, where they're going to have the meeting and there's going to
try and get them out.
There's going to be the judge or whatever.
Okay. There you go.
Can we do one more pee break?
Again?
Yep.
It's only been 40 minutes.
I drank two coffees and a bunch of water.
Only if Rachel comes back and sings at least the national anthem, or if not that, God Bless America. All right. So we talk a lot about what's going on in different ways of a lot of alcohol stories. There's a bar in England that is now allowing people to get drunk by inhaling alcohol. Is this a good idea or a bad idea?
I thought I just read an article that snorting alcohol is actually illegal now in the U.S. Powdered alcohol.
England. This is in England.
So maybe it's the new Amsterdam for snorting alcohol.
Well, no, it's not. You don't snort it. It's just
you inhale it. It's vaporized.
Yeah.
So you can now carry a vaporizer around instead of getting your nicotine fix. You can also get your alcohol fix or both of them.
Yeah.
Have you guys heard of powdered alcohol? Because people are snorting alcohol now, I heard.
Oh, my God.
Ugh. Where did you learn about this? On the dark net?
No. This was regular net.
So there's a new bar in England which is called Alcoholic Architecture, and it uses a humidifier to pump in gin and tonic vapor throughout the air, and then you just get drunk by standing there. You don't have to do anything.
Well, somebody needs to open the Viagra Air bar.
Dude, major boner party.
Yeah, that sounds way more exciting.
So why do you want to go to the Viagra vapor party?
Why wouldn't I want to go there? It seems pretty awesome. Whoa, Bergen.
Yeah, Bergen's online, dude. She's on Periscope.
Okay,
I'm trying to get her to sing.
Yeah. Bert said, did you tell Bergen about that she's going to star as the new Lauren Conrad in the Hills reboot?
Did you hear her?
What'd she say?
She doesn't want to be Lauren. She wants to be Heidi.
Oh.
Great news.
All right. So there you
Heidi
go.
Heidi just yelled, thanks, Tyson.
That was an exclusive first ever appearance, first words on a podcast by Bergen Apostle.
Yep. Okay. Bergen Rose.
Bergen Rose. So here we go. By the way, Tyson, does Rachel use your last name? Should we be talking to her as Rachel Apostle?
She uses, yeah, but I think some of her handles are still Rachel Folger, but she did legally change her name to Apostle. I let her decide what she wanted to do.
You let her?
Yeah, I was like,
that's
Rachel.
So nice of you.
Rachel, I'm allowing you to choose which last name you want.
He made me.
All right, so in addition to walking around getting the vapor beer or vapor alcohol.
So there's no way to go to this vapor place without getting smashed.
Yeah. What do they do for the people that are like the bartenders there? Or there are no bartenders
there. Or the designated drivers.
Do they have to just wear hazmat suits?
Yeah. They issue them like a hazmat suit, I guess. I guess you wouldn't need the full suit unless you're, you think your skin's even inhaling that stuff? I mean, skin breathes a little bit.
Yeah, it does.
Well, I'm just waiting. I can't wait till a casino in Vegas, instead of pumping oxygen, starts pumping the liquor, because it sounds like that's a party.
Yeah, it does sound like that's a party.
Yeah.
Because you can get free drinks there, but they don't come out quick enough.
Yeah. Well, everybody's getting free drinks at the vapor place.
Are you sure there's not like a cover charge?
It's probably a cover charge. Yeah, I think so. So there's also Wheaties has announced, you know, Wheaties, the cereal.
Oh, I thought you were making a product. W-E-E-D-I-E-S.
I'm pretty sure somebody made that already.
Okay.
So Wheaties has announced they are coming out with a new line of beer.
Oh,
So
now do you think Bruce Jenner is going to be the spokesperson being as he's a gold medalist?
Well, maybe Caitlyn Jenner will be the spokesperson for Wheaties beer.
Is she a gold medalist?
I don't know.
I think she needs to go back to the Olympics as a woman now and dominate.
That would be something.
Right?
So there's a new beer, and apparently General Mills is testing the booze market waters because the beer will be only available in the Twin Cities. But I guess because cereal sales are down, they're trying out to make some Wheaties beer.
Yeah, I think that I'm so sick of chewing breakfast. So it'd be nice to just chug it down real quick on your way to work.
Now, are there any
way
other...
to work? That was a good one.
Yeah, nobody laughs at first. So I was like, did nobody get my joke?
No, people know you go play pretend at that bike shop.
Yeah.
So are there any other cereals that you think would be good beers?
Sugar Pops.
Sugar Pop beer, you would do that?
Honeycomb.
Fruit Loops.
Tyson,
Fruit
what Loops. Cereal would need to be a beer to get you to start drinking?
Fruity Pebbles.
Fruity Pebbles beer.
Mm-hmm.
And then you would go for it and then...
I'd be a complete alcoholic.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think. Maybe, could they have some sort of like a... like a raisin bran or grape nut type beer?
They could, but that wouldn't really intrigue me as much. You only eat raisin bran or grape nuts if you're feeling guilty about your health.
Well, then you could drink and not feel guilty about your health.
I feel like that would be a real hard sell to be like, this alcoholic beverage is good for you. Because their whole sales pitch is the fiber.
Yeah.
If you could add
if
a bunch of fiber.
If you could get your daily servings of fiber and drink at the same time, you're telling me that's not a killer app?
No, it is. And I guess you could actually just add like Metamucil to it.
Sure.
Or just asparagus water.
Raisin bran brand wine would be probably more believable because you know how raisins are dried up grapes.
Yeah.
And wine is also made from grapes. Do you follow that line of thinking yet?
Yeah. We'll call it raisin brandy.
Raisin brandy. Whoa.
I like that.
I like it too.
And you could drink it like out of like a, you know, a snifter. Like, oh, I'm just having some raisin brandy.
Yes, there's a bunch of raisin brandy. We can all just sit around laughing all the way to the bank.
Talk about all of the different
sports and financial stuff.
Yeah, it's a morning alcohol.
Oh, a morning alcohol.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense.
That's a new market.
You get your fiber, your daily fiber.
Yeah, we sit around, read the paper, and have a snifter of our raisin brandy.
Yeah, I'm on board.
On board.
Not me.
You're out? You're out on raisin brandy?
I'll drink burrito brandy.
What about, is there a type of cereal tequila that you'd choose to invent?
Yeah, would you have like Patron flakes?
I would. I know Heidi would.
What's your favorite kind of cold cereal or hot cereal if you prefer that?
To be honest, I haven't had cereal in probably 10 years.
Why not?
Because I have burritos. Why would you have cereal if you could have a burrito?
So if they had Cinnamon Toast Crunch, but instead it was like miniature breakfast burritos?
We should definitely be selling that. That's a patent pending right there.
And what would you use instead of milk? Like a bowl of salsa or what?
Ooh, yeah, like a habanero salsa. That'll wake you up in the morning.
Between that and a coffee,
it's a spicy cereal.
Yeah.
I think we got a hit on our hands.
What did Heidi say?
I
would only drink it with tequila.
Okay.
But I don't think she gets it. This cereal is tequila.
Mm-hmm. All right.
She gets it.
All right, another drug-related story that we tend to have a lot of drug and alcohol-related stories.
Yeah, how come there's not a drug and alcohol genre on iTunes?
I don't know.
Yeah, we will get that.
Well, nobody really has the drug and alcohol and tech market cornered like we do.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. I really feel like that's we can be number one there.
That's why we need these T-shirts, and it'll be like, it'll say, Fire Chow, Flocka, K2, Meow Meow, everything you need on the Spicing Hour.
A lot on the T-shirt.
And it would say, and Rob.
in the tiniest font.
Yeah. Rob's here too.
Fresh from Supercuts.
I was there before it opened.
Clearly.
You were before Supercuts opened?
Yeah, it opens at 9. I got there at 8:48.
Just to be the first guy in?
Yeah, I don't want to wait.
Is that one of those bikini Supercuts?
No. That I used to watch a reality show about that.
What was it called?
It was called like a Bikini Barbershop. It was on. And then we actually interviewed the guy who ran the Bikini Barbershop. It was a funny show. It was really a crazy guy.
Wait, when you say bikini bar, are they doing like Brazilian waxes and stuff?
No, it was like girls in bikinis cutting your hair.
Oh, this seems like a pretty good idea.
Yeah, it's like a guy who he owns a barber shop, and then he has all like attractive women in bikinis cutting your hair.
Yeah,
like the Hooters
Heidi wouldn't have me getting my hair cut there. I know that.
Yeah, it's mostly for single guys, I think.
Oh, yep. Heidi did not like when I went to this place in Beverly Hills called The Shave, and women have to wait in the lobby. Oh, she didn't like that.
Why do women have to wait in the lobby?
That's what Heidi got into it with the owner. But here's the thing. The lobby and the chairs where you are getting cut, like you can see, like it's just like a shelf of like hair products blocking you. So it's not really like a separate even room, but they only have women work there.
Hmm. Well, what goes on there?
Yeah, tell us.
That's what Heidi wanted to know.
Okay. All right. So a man in New York was arrested after $225,000 worth of cocaine was found in packages headed to his house. And they found it when they opened up the package to find out that he had a stuffed minion. And he had a minion full of cocaine.
Sounds like a pretty good joke. If your friend sends you a minion full of cocaine and then alerts the cops that it's headed your way.
Is a minion, is that the best way to ship $225,000 of cocaine?
I think the more innocent the stuffed animal, the smarter. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's something I always worry about. So if a stranger sends me multiple kilos of cocaine and I just open it and then I get rolled, where do I have to like open it on a public street for it to like be like, no, I was just checking to see what's it like, because I get lots of mail that I don't know where it comes from, and I'm usually very nervous that I'm gonna die when I open it. So what if it's not like some form of biological weapon somebody's trying to take me out with?
That I can't speak to. I think it was a mistake to get the minions involved. Like, you should have gone, whoever was doing this, they should have found something that like nobody wanted. People love minions. Minions are popular. Everybody's, oh, minion. Oh, let me check that out. Oh, let me hold this up. You know, it feels like there's like $225,000 worth of cocaine in this. You needed to get something that nobody liked. Like, what's the least desirable stuffed animal? Then people are like, oh, well, what is this, old Teddy like Ruxpin? Throw it away.
Like a troll. Like if you sent me a
Teddy Ruxpin, that's a collector's item.
Oh, whatever. Whatever the doll is.
I already said a Pokemon.
Pokemon, I guess. No, people still like Pokemon.
Never mind, Heidi.
Some people so, like a fake Beanie Baby.
Right.
So I need to talk to a lawyer because I don't want to get rolled for somebody sending me a minion with cocaine in it, and then it's not my fault. I opened it. I wonder if it's legal to open it, but if you keep it, then it's illegal.
Hmm. All good legal questions.
Did you see that fish? That off-duty cop was fishing and got like $10 million in coke that he pulled up from his fishing pole.
No.
Yeah, that's news.
Was he a hero for finding it?
I guess.
Okay. We also, in addition to drug, alcohol, and tech stories, we also have the market cornered on fast food stories.
Hells yeah, we do.
That's right. So KFC, who tends to...
Ooh, I like this story already. Or
Pizza Hut. They tend to be the two biggest stories that we talk about. KFC in China released a new sandwich, which comes with a pink floral-inspired bun, which is called the Rose Cheese Roasted Chicken Burger.
Wow.
What do you think of it? What do you think of this? So the bun is like a bright pink, sort of like a, almost like a, some sort of like a, like it looks like it has like pink icing on it.
Yeah.
What do you think of this?
Does it taste like a rose or what? Or does it just look like one?
I think it's just like dyed pink.
Yeah. I don't know that that's necessarily going to get me to buy one.
Yeah.
But maybe in China, they're different. My friend, when he went to Japan during Halloween, they had a black cheeseburger that the bun was black. Everything was black except for the cheese was like bright orange.
Yeah, I've seen that also.
So I think, I don't know, colored foods that are just like not the color they normally are kind of are not my, they're
seems
not
like
my
they deal. Like that more in China with all these different things that we're seeing.
Yeah, they do.
I don't know. I don't think that's going to work here. I don't think it's going to fly in the U.S.
Yeah, it's probably why they're not doing it here.
I don't know. It depends. Like, if you did, like, gang colors, like, I'm sure the Bloods would love a red burger and the Crips would love a blue burger. You
is
know?
That true?
Maybe so I think we should just have to do it, like, gang-related.
Yeah, nobody's brave enough to open up, like, hey, it's the red burger stand, because then you could get shot up by, like, the other
Crips
guys.
Crips would come at you.
Yeah.
Oh, well, you definitely keep it deep in red territory.
Is it sort of like, maybe do you do it, is it like In-N-Out? It's like on the hidden menu?
Yeah, where you can go in and just based on your bandana color, they know what you want.
Yeah. I think there's definitely, there's a lot of gang members. That's a lot. McDonald's needs a little stock boost.
You think M13 or the Mongols would also need their own burger stuff too then?
I don't think they're so color
oriented.
Yeah,
I think number one movie in the country this weekend, Straight out of Compton. So I think that a gang culture is hot right now.
Yeah, like it should have, like popcorn. They definitely should have done red versus blue popcorn colored in the theaters. Oh, yeah. My God.
Is there some in...
Oh, Red Vines. Red Vines are already ahead of the curve here. They just are going straight for the Bloods, though.
Yeah, they need to just... They need to come out with a statement that says that that's what they're all about.
Or come out with a blue vine and just make it... We're neutral here.
Yeah, they have purple. Which is a mix between blue and red. It's more of a friendship, peace offering style candy.
Well, there it is. So, yeah, I think there's a future. I just think they need to, get it into the streets.
Also, speaking of KFC, they made some headlines that I don't know if you'd been seeing that they had some Daryl Hammonds was playing Colonel Sanders in some ads. And I thought they were pretty creepy. But I guess Daryl Hammonds is out now. And now Norm MacDonald is the new Colonel Sanders.
Oh, speaking of, on a whole different note, do you guys know that I had a deal with KFC to do a commercial with them with my rap song? How did my hook go? My song was "Ain't No Thing But a Chicken Wing." Ain't no thing but a chicken wing, and that was my hook. And I got a real deal. Contacted by KFC, we were in talks. And then I get an email. They're like, you said you were the owner of your song. And I was like, I am. They're like, we have another producer that said he made the beat and his lawyer contacted us with a cease and desist. We're not going to be able to go forward with your commercial. I call up the producer that I got the beat from and he's like, oh, that's my buddy. I'll call him right now and tell him to hold off. I'm like, call him right now and tell him that he just blew our deal. And he's like, no, I'll call him. And I was like, no, his lawyer already reached out to KFC. We're done, you morons.
How much were they going to pay you? And was it going to be in double downs or in cash?
I didn't even care. I was just like, take my song. Let's go. We weren't even at the money stage, but I already learned the hard way with my Taco Bell negotiations back when Spidey was going to get a Taco Bell commercial where we were going to be at the Ivy. And all the paparazzi were taking our photos, but then really it wasn't us that they were taking our photos. And when Taco Bell was like, okay, how much do you guys want to do for this idea? This is when we had like the big shot William Morris agents. They're like, Heidi and Spencer won a million each. And I read this email and I was like, a million? I was cool with some double deckers, you morons. And they wrote back and they're like, well, this is not going to work out. Thank you. And like negotiations ended. It's like, awesome.
Now, I tried to do a YouTube search for your chicken wing rap song, but I didn't find anything except there's a YouTube video, I think, of this guy talking about, it's called a Spencer Pratt chicken song. Can I play this?
Yeah.
Okay. So this is this guy. His name is Paris Jackson, and it has 755 views. This is called a video called Spencer Pratt Chicken Song.
YouTube, this your boy PJ Tosh back again for another music review. I looked up something on Global Grind. It was about this guy named Spencer Pratt, who during last year was doing a couple of things and doing a couple of collaborations and music. And wow.
Is that you? Is he talking about you?
I'm assuming. It sounds like I had some collabs. Go on.
What kind of collabs did you have?
He happened to think about chicken, so he decided to write a song about it. And for us, that's like a national anthem for black people. Because when I heard this song, I was starting to lick my lips. I was about to go into the refrigerator. I was about
this is your song that he's talking
yeah,
about?
Yeah, I had a hit.
About to find me or make me some chicken. For real, if I didn't have any chicken in there, which I do, but I'm not getting it right now, but if I didn't, I would have went to KFC right after.
Oh, oh my God. See? KFC knew
what
I had.
You lost so much business.
Oh my God.
Just hearing your song made him want to go to KFC.
Yeah, I need to find this. I can't believe. See, this is how powerful I am. They take all my greatest stuff off of the internet and make it so you can't even search it later.
Yeah, I just looked this. I Spencer ain't, Pratt chicken song on YouTube.
No, dude, ain't no thing but like a chicken wang. That was my song.
Did you write those lyrics?
What, oh, duh.
Is that duh yes or duh no?
Ain't no thing but a chicken
wang. I ain't no Drake. I write dude,
it comes up automatic. Ain't no thang. T-H-A-N-G.
Yeah, but I don't see anything about you.
Found it.
Where is it?
Oh. We got it.
Where'd you find it?
And I got it on TMZ. Look at this link. Boom. It says, there we go. Spicin' Hour exclusive.
Pretty good so far.
Get ready. Here I come. Spencer got money and the media changed on him. So we got some more money and made it rain on him. Crazy the range runs in my veins. Money, anything, nothing but a chicken wing. Call me Mr. KFC. S.P. in the flesh. They forgot about Drake. They say I'm the effing best. Leave for a minute, count the bread, and I'm back. Go against the grain, count the eggs before they hatch. That's hot right there.
So and that never went anywhere? Except for that one guy on YouTube that really loved it?
The Hollywood Gossip says it's the song Spencer Pratt was too embarrassed to release.
Oh, is that true? Doesn't sound like it today.
That was misinformed reporting, clearly. Oh, here's the headline. Here's the headline from KFC where they said they were gonna do a deal. KFC President Roger Eaton enjoyed the song so much that he wrote Pratt a letter offering him an endorsement deal. This is from the president. He said, "We heard the song came out before it was fully cooked and that you were just winging it as a first cut.
So on behalf
of the entire Kentucky Fried Chicken family, we want to make you an offer so good you can't resist. We're willing to help you tune up the track and even turn it into a tasty music video featuring the Colonel himself."
Wow.
Daryl Hammond? Not chicken, man. That guy ruined my whole career.
You could have met the Colonel.
No, I called that producer. I was like, hey, moron, remember how you were getting $0 for that song with me? Well, now you're still getting $0. Great email to KFC, you moron.
So the producer screwed it up or your agent screwed it up?
The producer. The agent screwed up Taco Bell.
Oh, yeah.
I forgot about this. What a...
How do you feel now? Are you sad that you did this podcast?
No, this podcast...
I didn't want to bring up negative feelings.
The podcast, you know, gave me a reason to live.
Good. Yeah.
All right, let's do one more news story. Boy, You know how a lot of car insurance companies are doing a thing where they have like a thing that you plug into your car that it'll monitor how you drive?
Yes.
So apparently nobody realized that this device can allow hackers to control your car and send a virus to your car.
And then what, does it just get sick or?
No, they can cut your brakes apparently.
It breaks?
No, your brakes in your car, they make the brakes not work.
Whoa, oh. That's why I'm having my OnStar unplugged so a hacker can't turn off my car when I'm driving.
Yeah, but what if you get like in a horrible bosses scenario where OnStar saves your life because they listen in and record the entire conversation of the evil guy as he admits to being evil?
I would have already mace, pepper spray, tased, and
jiu-jitsu'd.
Spanked him.
Yeah.
No, I'm done with anything. Didn't you see that Jeep that they shut down? A hacker like stopped the Jeep from driving.
So you wouldn't put this in your car even if it lowered your car insurance?
No way. Nothing. I don't want anything electronic where a little hacker genius can make my car do things.
Yeah, but
how much do you pay for your insurance right now?
I don't know.
Me too. I pay zero.
Wow.
I'd do it.
Heidi Heidi just said, so do you to me. So.
Yeah, I'm in a company car.
Company car. Ooh. Wow.
Me too. Pratt LLC.
Yeah, mine's about the same except for with my last name.
Wow.
I work for dad.
Ditto.
Yeah. Okay.
I called my parents yesterday. I'm like, you know what, guys? Thanks for taking so many hits in life so I can live like a prince.
Because I deserve it.
Because clearly I am a great prince.
There you go. All right. Well, what a fun show.
No, no, no.
Well,
let's find some more news.
No, that's
I got
it.
Nothing
that's
else
it.
To do today but talk to on the podcast.
Yeah.
Rob, so, what do you got going on in the future right now that you're got to leave us?
Getting ready. Got to get ready to go on a trip. So I got to do a lot of.
When's your flight?
Tomorrow.
Where are you going?
Gonna go to New York and go see everybody.
Who's everybody?
Gonna go see my family.
Rob's from New York.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Gonna go visit. Everybody wants to see the baby.
What, the baby in the belly?
No, well, the baby that we have already, they want to see him.
That baby's pretty big. I don't know if it's technically a baby anymore.
And what do you call him, a toddler? They want to see the toddler?
Yeah, or a kid.
Yeah, kid.
I guess so.
Junior.
Well, his name isn't Rob.
He looks like Rob.
Yeah. So everybody wants to see. So I got to do a lot of stuff too. I'm still going to be working when I'm in New York, but there's a lot of stuff I need to take care of. The stuff I can only do here that I got to get done today.
Are you doing a live show in New York?
I'm not going to do a live show when I'm in New York this time, other than like Google Hangouts. But I'm going to do another September 30th. Caroline's on Broadway, sold out show. We're doing another live Survivor podcast. Going to be a big night.
September 30th?
September 30th. Yeah, I'm going back to New York then.
Who are you doing it with? Are you going to do it with Steven?
No, Steven is not going to be there.
He's in LA now.
I don't know where he is right now. If he's in LA right now, he hasn't called me.
Oh.
Some friend, right?
Yeah.
I always find out that people always let Tyson know everything that they're doing. And then Tyson says on the podcast, oh, are you going to Aris's wedding? I'm like, oh, I didn't even know Aris was having a wedding. Like, people love Tyson. People just only call me if they want to like promote something. People,
yeah, if they need to be on.
Like Tyson is like their real friend, and I'm like just like some guy. They're like, oh, okay.
Maybe they consider us one, like the Holy Trinity.
Yeah. That's why Tyson is one Survivor, because people actually like him.
Oh, Rob.
They keep him posted on what they're doing.
I like you, Rob.
Yeah.
Spencer likes you.
I like you enough that I'm actually going to watch another season of Survivor just to watch you.
Yeah, yeah, Rob's great on it.
But you finished watching Tyson's actual season?
Yeah, I finished his, but now I'm gonna do your season, then Blood vs. Water.
Okay.
So and then Heroes vs. Villains, and then I'm never watching another Survivor again.
Yeah, until one of us two is on it again.
Yeah, and one of you needs to get back on it for our fame, for our podcast. So I don't know how we gotta
Tyson start complaining it all winter season. I'm done. I'm retired. I don't want
to. No, Rob, you need to go back on.
Don't even put that out there, because we have producers listening and they could have just taken your name out of a hat.
That's fine. These Survivors, they don't even call me and let me know where they're going to be. They're going to vote for me to win $1 million?
No, no, no. the producers could be listening and hear that you don't want to go back in and they could not put you on.
Yeah, that's
no,
fine.
If you say no, then they want you more, dude.
Oh,
then
I'll Rob, say yes. Never yes. do it, Rob.
It's don't do it no matter yeah. what.
I hope they put Rachel in and I hope Rachel wins.
Oh, that'd be good.
So that way awesome. Rachel will be more famous than Tyson. And that way, Tyson has to watch the baby all the time.
Yeah. Yeah. And then she really will get to go do a national anthem at a baseball game, but then she'll be a no-show.
And then Bergen will be the famous baby.
Wow. It all came full circle.
Yeah, it really did.
All right, so, what's the hashtag for this
Cox
episode?
Swain.
People might not want to tweet about that.
All right, fine. I forgot. We got to bleep out everything funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anthem tees. We got snappers. We got raisin brandy. We got numb from rum.
Numb from rum.
Tyson, you like that? Numb from rum?
I do like that.
Okay.
We also have our 5-star review of the week.
Oh, what do we got?
Are you guys ready?
Ready.
Here we go.
Of course, you can leave your own 5-star rating of the week at spicin.rocks, which takes you directly to our iTunes page.
Correct.
One day it'll take you to where you can buy our crystals and talismans, but we're still working on getting them.
Is it true you're going to be shipping all of the crystal in a minion?
No, yeah. that just sounded super illegal.
It's not illegal to necessarily ship goods in stuffed animals. It's only if the goods are illegal.
Well, most law enforcement refer to the word crystal as something.
No, illegal. I'm talking about your talisman.
I will be shipping geodes and minerals, no crystal.
Geodes, is that slang?
Geodes
and minerals kind of sounds like slang too. I need my vitamins and minerals for the day.
Yeah, my raisin brandy has 17 vitamins and minerals.
No.
Okay. 5-star review of the day. Title: Rich Podcast, Poor Spencer. 5 stars. By Critical Critic 421. Critic 420 was already taken.
That's the title of Spencer's autobiography that's coming up.
Rich Podcast, Poor Spencer.
Yeah.
And here it goes. Great podcast aside, it pains me to hear of Spencer's financial difficulties and troubles. Living in his parents' beach house must be tough. Tyson should give some of his winnings and entrepreneurial profits to the charity that is Spencer. Continue teaching the masses, boys.
Wow. So there it is. My favorite review yet. I agree. My foundation needs some money. And since I'm not allowed to have a wish list because it's so controversial, I'll start a charity.
Do you have a Google Wallet account that I can send some cash to you?
I do have a Venmo.
No, I don't use that. I use Google Wallet.
And some guy, Will, actually sent me $10 and said, for your crystal collection. And it was my first donation.
Did you go buy a crystal with it?
I did. And he even saw me on Periscope and he's like, I hope you're buying that crystal with my $10. I was like, I am. I need another 50.
Yeah. I need 500,000 more to get the crystal I want.
Yeah. So, but yeah, I'm definitely in need of money. So anyone who's got extra of it, send it over here.
Wow.
Yeah, I will also take extra money if we're just telling people that we're taking cash off their hands.
Yeah. So we don't have a wish list, but I do have Venmo. You can send me straight cash there.
What is Venmo? I never heard of Venmo.
Oh, this is perfect for our tech. Look at that. Tech news.
You don't know what Venmo is? It's like 5 years old. You can just send cash to cash to cash without like, so like you can split up a bill or let's say, Rob, you're like, Tyson, you owe me money. And I'm like, okay, I'll Venmo it to you.
And then you write, it's like a social media account also because all your friends can see like the money transfers. So like my friends always write like for hookers or for Flocka or for Meow Meow.
But do you think that's what they're really using it for?
Yes.
Okay.
I said they're my friends that I'm watching.
Right.
But
how do
yes.
you get the money out of your Venmo?
You put your debit card in and it goes straight to your bank account.
Got it.
It's incredible. But now Facebook copied it just like everything.
Snapchat does it too.
Snapcash.
Snapcash. Google Wallet does it too. Square also does it. You know, Square, the portable swiper. They also do a phone-to-phone money transfer.
Twitter is the only thing that isn't giving me money right now. But yeah, so like I said, Venmo, Spencer Pratt, hook it up.
There you go.
This is not a joke.
All right. Well, good show today. What else do we need to set up?
This is going to be every Monday. We're done with Sundays.
Are we done with Sundays officially?
Yeah, Sunday.
I don't know.
We should all be in church.
No, I need another couple of weeks. When we get to the fall, when we get to September, we can finish up after Labor Day.
Rob, what day do you want to start recording? Because Rob was actually telling us he wanted to change days on us.
Yeah, because when we get to, I have 2 more weeks of recording of my audio book that I've been doing, which is going over 30 seasons of Survivor, which is really a sad story. But
I thought you were kidding when you talked about that on Snapchat.
No, I'm 2 weeks away from after I get back from New York. I have 2 more weeks of recording to do.
Is that Guinness Book? Are you going in the Guinness or what?
I'm sure somebody else has done it, but
Spencer, Rob makes watches so much TV it would make you jealous.
No, it wouldn't.
No, he watches a lot on a computer though, which I don't respect.
Yeah. I do think that I've talked about in a recorded fashion. I've talked about Survivor more than any other human being in the entire world that's ever lived.
Wow.
Do you find yourself in as much love with Survivor now that you do that, or is it more painstaking now?
No, I still love it. That's still fun.
Whoa. Sorry for this. My brain just went red alert. Did we just give up on Jim and Elizabeth? We don't even acknowledge them anymore.
Who is that?
Jim and Elizabeth. We didn't even talk about
what were they doing
Jim?
With the paddle? Jim got hit with the paddle this week?
Hit in the paddle. Oh, my God.
This is on marriage boot camp.
Oh, it was unbelievable. So they have... Did you see...
I saw your Snapchat. The situation
drops the paddle. So I guess you're supposed to karate kick it. So you're supposed to hit the punching bag with the paddle and like get all your like bad thoughts out. I don't know, something, some awesome drill.
Yeah.
And situation just out of nowhere drops the paddle and goes full Jet Li and comes out of nowhere, spinning kick, then flying Superman elbow. And it was just like, this is the best show on TV. This is incredible. So, yeah, sorry, Marriage Bootcamp fans out there. I'll talk to Rob offline. We'll get that segment back. I don't know.
Did they have that paddle as part of the University of Alabama sorority video? Was that why it was so controversial?
I don't know. But in my secret society, we had those paddles. And the dumbest thing I ever did was before the hell week started and the hazing, my pledge brother, Tuck, who's like 6'8", I'm like, okay, I know they're going to hit me with these paddles. You hit me first so I can get a gauge of like what we're going into. So that way when I get hit first, I'm not going to, you know, feel anything because I already know, you know, I got hit. So I'm like, hit me hard though, Tuck, because I don't want anyone to be able to throw me off in Hell Week. Oh my God. Tuck hit me so hard. I almost didn't make it to Hell Week. But I will say there's no one in my secret society was 6'8". So the idea to have somebody 6'8 with an arm that's like 20 feet long swinging a paddle at you.
That's a lot of leverage, man.
To prepare you for like short people hitting you with a paddle was really stupid. So anyone in a secret society that's about to do hazing, don't have your really tall friend hit you in the ass with his paddle.
Words to live by.
There it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. On that note, great job. And special thanks to Scott St. Pierre, who edits the show. He's got his hands full this week once again.
Can I hire Scott to edit other things? What does he work for?
I'll put you in contact with him. That's up to you and Scott.
Does he only edit podcasts or can he edit like documentaries?
I'm sure if you would like, I'll put you in contact with him.
All right.
Okay. All right. Well, great job again. Great job, Spencer. Great job, Tyson. Anything else we want to talk about before we go?
Great job, Rachel.
Rachel didn't do a great job. She teased us with an anthem.
Stage fright.
Was it stage fright?
Rachel didn't sing. Will she sing a note now? Just a single note?
No, I will not be singing on this podcast.
Was it because you have stage
voice,
fright?
Though. You know she's a good singer by hearing the voice.
Did you have stage fright, Rachel? Singer.
You know, do that little like old school lullaby that you're really good at. Maybe good morning. Do that one.
The sun is shining. Oh, good morning. Good morning to you.
Okay. All right. There you go.
She can hit a note.
She took professional voice lessons from a professional singer who is a professional.
Wow. It sounds professional to me. That's why we're going to get her at National Anthem next week.
Yeah, we are. We just keep working on her till she breaks down. That's how I got her to marry me.
I thought it was you getting her pregnant that got her to marry you.
Oh, come on.
No, we just had a really quick...
that was part of the process.
The baby only took 4 months to bake for some reason.
Okay.
She's listening.
It was immaculate conception.
Yeah.
Felt immaculate.
Okay. All right. Great job, guys. We'll be back next week. Spice and Hour coming back for next week. Looking forward to hearing what you guys have to say on robinswebsite.com in the comments. Send in your voicemails, robinswebsite.com/spiceandvoicemail. And of course, leave us your feedback on our iTunes page at spiceand.rocks. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.